Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of CookieCast. Today on CookieCast, it's F1, baby. That's right, Straight to the Apex is back with episode 2 of season 3. Ooh, 3 seasons already. Wow. All the race news, race previews, race reviews, everything you could possibly want from a Formula One podcast is right here, so stay tuned. Before we get started, please do consider like, share, subscribe and comment. Leave a review where you can leave a review. The big one there. If you've got a Formula One fan in your life, send them this podcast. They will love it. Right, enough from me. Let's get to these guys. Here we go. This is CookieCast, Straight to the Apex.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to CookieCast, Straight to the Apex. This is Season 3, Episode 2. I am driving tonight. Jimmy, the sexy bastard with the beard, staying forth. My pit crew, we've got Mark the... I'm going to go with Panda, because he's got two black eyes. Wilkin and Tony T-Dog. Not wearing my own merch, Straight to the Apex baseball cap, and not told the other two guys anything about it. Awesome. How are we doing, boys?
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Hello. How are you? Are you okay?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. I'm real good. I'm still here.
Are you in your living room, which you've recently
The living room has recently been decorated. I've got the burner going. I've had the burner going every night since I've been in it. We have not had the heating on. And it gets to about 24 to 25 degrees in here. There was one night I had to open the window to cool down. It's good, though. It's cozy. You're sitting here, you got a glass of whiskey, and, yeah, it's full-on old man. Yeah.
Is it real wood burner? Or is it...
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that. Obviously, not from our sponsors. You know, there are no kickbacks from any of our sponsors there.
That's right, Greta Thunberg. Fuck you.
Just need horseshoes now around the ceiling.
Need what?
Horseshoes around the ceiling.
The old leather straps. Yeah. With the, my great granddad had loads of them.
A horn somewhere. Them. Maybe a head of some kind of animal. There you go.
What? Like the dog when it goes?
No. Definitely not that.
It's
definitely.
Normally a hunting prize. Please don't shoot your dog.
For sport as well.
Yeah. We don't condone that on this podcast.
Just gone full-blown old yellow on this podcast now. Season 3, Episode 2, Apex, one of the F1 podcasts, even though we don't really talk much F1, we normally get offensive. Well, I get offensive and these two kind of cringe a little bit, and so does Andy. But as always, big shout to Andy and all the other guys at CookieCast for still putting up with us for a third year. Love you, dude. So, boys, straight into it, Bahrain.
Mm. Well...
That was
the worst start to a season I have ever seen in my life. Boring. And I'm very scared about F1 in general, that again the soap opera seems to be taking priority and the racing just feels like it's at the bottom.
You know what? I'll go with that. I think you're right.
There was more headlines about Red Bull on social media than the actual racing. That's what I felt.
Yeah, and when it's
and the racing did not live up to it. Go on.
No, I was going to say, when it's not Red Bull this week, it's the sister team with the whole Ricardo and Yuki thing. Mm. It's just... Yeah, there's more drama and nothing about the actual sport itself.
Mm-hmm.
Just how Christine Horner likes it.
I've heard a few things about Christine Horner this week.
You're sorry?
I've heard a few things about Christine Horner this week, actually.
So have I.
Well, I mean, you sent us the alleged text messages that has been circling.
You mean the real ones or the mean ones? What? Which ones was sent?
Well, I think the real ones. The alleged real ones were sent. Maybe not the memes. Something is very odd at Red Bull. I can guarantee that there'll be a comment made in a second from James. Obviously, Mrs. Horner turned up to the race.
Oh.
Looking.
That was my reaction as well. I kind of, oh.
Jesus. It was all a bit staged. Is that yes. The right word?
I'm interested to see what you think, Mark. I'll be interested to see what you think.
What about the allegations, the fact that Jos Verstappen wants him out?
Everything.
I think it's a farce, an absolute farce. If that's the text, if the text messages we've seen is what he's sent, he's basically after an affair, isn't he, with one of the ladies at Red Bull.
Is he Mr. Big Bullocks and he's just flexing his seniority? I don't know. But then you look at some of the messages and they're very. He's not gone there. He's not the alleged messages, by the way. He's not like full on broken all the rules. It's kind of just been a bit weird.
Can I be honest? I don't think he sent them. And I know that coming from me, defending Mr. Horner. And it's not because I'm in James' camp.
I didn't think
camp.
That was coming, guys.
I'm not in James' camp of Jerry Hallowell is like the fittest thing on the planet.
Whoa. Didn't say she was fitting.
Sorry.
Oh.
Mill. Just something you're interested in.
Let's not go there.
That's
a whole other podcast, I think. That's a whole
Yeah. I think this is a power play between Helmut Marko and Jos Verstappen. That's my opinion.
Interesting.
I think, obviously, Dietrich Mateschitz ran Red Bull until he passed away the other year. He was Christian Horner's main supporter. Helmut Marko, not so much, but obviously the winning, it'll do with him. Jos Verstappen, I mean, let's be honest, Jos Verstappen can't say a lot. He beat his wife up. And that is proven. That's not allegedly. He beat his wife up. I think he wants to be team boss.
We do not call balance on this podcast.
Or he wants more control. That's why. Beat his wife up.
Abandoned his son in a petrol station because he didn't win a race. Ladies and gentlemen, true family.
Another one.
Yeah.
What a guy.
I mean, I've turned up on a podcast with two black eyes. I haven't been beaten up by Jos Verstappen or my wife. Just putting that out
there. Chris Brown, if you're listening to this, he set the level for you. Put the bar up there, mate.
Mm-hmm.
I heard early on in this whole fiasco that the owners of Red Bull wanted to get rid of Horner, rumoured. Wanted, didn't really like him, wasn't happy with him, wanted to get rid of him. Now, what's happened has happened. I read somewhere that the CEO had already decided to dismiss Christian.
I guess so.
And the official press release was ready, but Horner didn't want to accept his dismissal and called in his lawyers who intervened.
Really?
Yeah,
that's something I've seen on Facebook. Can't really take it as gospel. You can't take anything as gospel in this, but that's what makes it even more entertaining because it feels like almost anybody from anywhere can bring a story in, and
it's Did he do his thing, innit?
Do you think, like, that to me is, I do believe Christian would do that. He has got too much power at Red Bull. Do you think Red Bull have gone, hang on a minute, where Red Bull? He's the team principal, yet he suddenly got, I mean, not suddenly, but Dietrich Mateschitz has given him all this ego-driven power, and do you think he's almost become too big for him? And they're thinking, well, hang on a minute, Christian, let's just calm your ass down.
Well, I think he's done a great job there.
Yep,
fantastic 100%. Job.
100%.
Look at the success. Have people just got a bit jealous of that going on to what you're saying right there? And actually, people have gone, whoa, you're pissing us off here. We're the real bosses here. We own the team. We make the decisions. Like, you've done a good job, but you need to bring it back down to earth a bit here. But, and this has come about. This would then, has this been fabricated? Has this been pushed really to the forefront when it shouldn't have been really? Because we spoke on, excuse me, on the last podcast, we passed comment about the actual scenario. But, I mean, hey, I can't believe I'm really saying this, but you know what? Credit Horner coming out, swinging, fighting. No, I have not done this. I run the team. I brought the success. This is how it's going. But now I'm getting spanning agenda on Facebook again and Instagram and social media that there's anarchy there. Like, everybody's fighting. Even stories today of Max Verstappen might leave to Mercedes in 2025. Like, do you think this is all getting a bit out of hand now? Do you think, is this fabricated? Is this making something of nothing?
Look, you know, I think the story's fizzling away and the media are just trying to bring it up. But just to throw my two cents in, I think there's a power struggle between the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about that. I agree. Yep. Credit to Horner as well. He's done a fantastic job at Red, but I'm never going to take that away. And he's bagged a Spice Girl. Although, going by the alleged messages, if that is his top level fucking flirting, how the hell he managed it, I don't know. His whole act this week is a farce. The whole, we're going to walk the entire strip holding hands.
I know.
And then the kiss in the pit box and stuff like that.
But is that being made out to look like that?
Honestly, just by looking at body language, the way he's holding a hand, he's got his hand like that and he's clutching her hairs. And at one point, you see him pretty much pulling her. And then never done that. Never see all that shit, and then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, look at this. And it's like,
yep,
you're putting up too much of a front here. And let's also not forget, when he first started up with Jerry, his wife was pregnant.
Yep.
His first wife was pregnant. He started hanging around with Jerry, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, no, we're just really good friends. Yeah, no, we're just really close. Yeah, we're really close. And it's, oh, no, yeah, I'm boinking her now. And then it's, yeah, I'm married. I've bagged a Spice Girl. So much so that his own mum and dad didn't come to the wedding.
You see, you try and defend him, and then he has done things like that in the past, so it does kind of, you just, let's be honest. Nobody knows apart from him, and whether I don't know. I've got to be very careful what I say here. If it's a lady that wanted a promotion at Red Bull and has used Christian Horner to get a promotion, thinking, oh, well, like, if I bag him, then I'll get up the ranks, and he's rejected her, and then all of a sudden it's, you don't know, or is it the other way, like you say? Who knows? Or is this all fabricated and it's a plan from Jos Verstappen, Helmut Marko, whatever, all for, like you said, James, a power struggle in Red Bull?
I disagree. I know what you're saying, and it's an idea, but I can't see why that would be true. If these messages are legit and this is what has happened, then she's of this lady's. You can't. It's difficult to comment, isn't it? Why is it suddenly been blown into this proportion? That's what I don't understand. Who's behind blowing this into a bigger story than the race, in my opinion? Who's behind that?
Well,
and I think the I think that for me is what confirms the anarchy at Red Bull. I don't like Horner. Horner doesn't like these people. The owners don't like. Like, reading here, Horner stays, Helmut Marko and Adrian Newey quit, and Max goes to Mercedes. That was a guy via the F1 Insider. Like, this is just madness. Like, Toto Wolff is allegedly interested in signing Verstappen. Like, it's just breathing all this crap that we don't need. We just fucking don't need it.
I mean, can anyone really say that there is any team in F1 that wouldn't be interested in signing Verstappen?
No, not every team would take him. Every team would take him.
And that's what I mean about the media at the moment now. It just feels that like they're just clutching.
Yeah.
There's a rumour circulating.
So, yeah.
F1 insiders say this. And it's like, come on.
Well, the rumour was Josh Verstappen leaked the text messages. So,
well, all we know is Max is signed there till 2028.
Yep.
And we also know that Max has always said he ain't going to keep doing it for long. He's going to do it for a little bit, and then he's just going to be like, simply lovely, I'm done.
Yep.
I want to see Max Verstappen leave Red Bull, leave the car, go into a different car, and win a championship. That to me would then prove he is a legit big guy in F1.
He's got to really. He's always said he wants to break records, which he does, along with rules.
But the setup he's got at Red Bull is well, this weekend proves it, which I'm thinking we're going to get onto very soon. That team, that car, is miles ahead of everybody else.
The car's ridiculous.
It was so I had last year's pole position time, 129.7 last year. Considering Red Bull have been under a development restriction, ban restriction, and it was already, well, we said it numerous times last year, they turned the wick down on that engine quite a lot. They were never pushing it because they didn't have to. This year's Max Verstappen pole time was 129.1. Six-tenths of a second in a car that in practice it was moaning like fuck about.
But at the same time, it wasn't the fastest overall.
It wasn't. No. Nope.
It was the fastest overall in all the qualifying. It was just a case of he just had a lot of shit looking Q3.
Yeah. Yeah, he got his lap at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's ridiculous. But just going back on what I was about to say there, Max wants to break records. I'm not going to disagree with that. Who wouldn't want to break records? The records he's looking at the moment is 7 between Schumacher and Hamilton. He could quite easily get that. I mean, he's looking at his 4th already, let's face it.
Yep.
But at the same time, there's not many drivers out there that can say they've won world championships with multiple teams.
Yeah.
I would imagine at some point he will go to another team to get another championship.
And that's why Lewis is going to Ferrari next year, because it gives him an opportunity in a new rule set, go win a team, three different titles at three different teams.
Yeah.
Legend, goat.
Mm. Yep.
Truly. So, what other news have we got, boys? Because we've spent a good 20 minutes talking about... Well,
we have.
All the biggest.
Verstappen and Russell have led to calls for cars to be raised for health and safety reasons. Obviously, all the sparks this year. Last weekend, that's them hitting the ground and they're saying it obviously going through the spines. So, Verstappen and Russell are leading that.
Go with that as well. Think about what happened with Hamilton, because they said, didn't they, in, I can't remember if it was in practice or one of the qualifying, they said Hamilton's seat was too low.
Mm.
And then all halfway through the race, his seat breaks.
It breaks, yeah. Have you seen Alpine's? Few people have resigned and one's left today.
Yeah. Joke team.
It's not great there, is it? Restructure, technical director Matt Harmon and head of aerodynamics Derek DeBio have both left.
Yep. And long-time engineer Bob Bell has left his advisory role to join Aston Martin as technical director. So that's three people in a week that have left the team where, well, they were crap. They were terrible.
They had absolutely nothing. I mean, but both of them out in Q1. And then they overheated that much at the end of the race. There was Red Bull pit technicians going over with their cooling fans to cool the cars down.
I think that team's got to be sold. It's just...
But it's a works team. This is what amazes me. It's a works Renault team. Like, that is Renault Motorsport's F1 team.
Terrible.
But it's
they
money.
Need a major overhaul. Money, yeah. Again. I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's money. But you're going to have Audi coming in. Ford are obviously going to... Well, there was until the Christian Horner episode. Obviously, Ford are going to supply Red Bull. So you're going to have Mercedes, Ferrari, Ford, Audi. Honda will probably come back into it. And Renault are just going to get left behind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I think... Because of what's recently happened and what's previously happened, I think they're going to sell. I don't know. But yeah, they're probably selling.
Could do.
But there's something I read into that story that they're about 10 kilos overweight or something. They were 10 kilos overweight because of they failed a collision test from the side. So they had to then go back to some old something else and that added kilos on or something. So it's just completely, basically messed it up in a PG way of saying it, and this led to what we now see resignations. But yeah, I think they'll sell the team very soon, unless they put some major money into it.
You seen the news about the FIA chief? I don't even want to try and pronounce his name. Ben.
Yes.
Suleiman.
Suleiman?
Smith.
Under investigation for race interference last year at the Saudi Arabian GP regarding a Fernando Alonso penalty.
I think... So Alonso got a 5-second penalty. They were going to give him a 10-second penalty. And supposedly, don't quote me on this, I think I've read it, but I might have misread it. He's basically gone, no.
Yep, he's interfered.
Don't give him that 10. And it's come from a whistleblower. So somebody has come forward and gone, this has happened. I don't think it's quite right.
Yep.
This fucking scares me to death. Because if this has happened, and it took a whistleblower, somebody who was like not quite happy with that, to say something, that's major. Like, has this happened before?
I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to say...
Corruption and dodgy things going on in the FIA, do you? Hi, Michael. Mikey!
I mean, that does beg the question, with what happened in the last race of the season, Michael Massey...
Now, you've got to be careful here, yeah? Because you're putting two and two together and you're getting
four
something.
We all knew that race was manipulated. Hamilton said it. All the drivers said it on the radio. This isn't right. This isn't right. I think it's happened quite a lot more than we know in other instances.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it scares me to death.
Yeah,
because
in the FIA or anything else like that, but every regulatory body in every sport, you've got it. And we know it because at the end of the day, it's governed by humans, and it doesn't matter how professional you are or anything else like that. At some point, there is going to be a little bit of bias in there and stuff like that. But again, it adds to the drama, and I guess. But
well,
it's still shit when you hear it.
FIFA corrupt as fuck.
Yeah.
God, yeah.
The RFL, let's be honest, corrupt as fuck.
Some dodgy decisions there. They may not be corrupt.
No, they're corrupt as fuck. I'm putting it out there. They are corrupt as fuck. So, I mean, it was only going to be a matter of time that the FIA was also corrupt.
There may or may not be corruption there. It was just a whistleblower and an interference. Mark's opinion, I mean,
corrupt as fuck.
His fingers just slipped here. He said he's just commented on something and someone took it to the nth degree. But that's scary. It's scary to know that this happens, and maybe I'm being naive in thinking what I think. But hey, news-wise, I think I'm done. I don't think there's anything else. I think I sent you a link about Rainbow Road. It's one step closer.
Oh, I hadn't looked at that. I'll have a look at that later on. I hope that's fake.
It's not fake, my James. Mark, it's not fake.
They're going to have the track at 20 stories high for one corner.
All right, because there'll be like a little toad that hangs around on a cloud with a little fishing rod. So if anyone comes off, it can just whoop and just climb back up there. Well,
the Alpine ain't got the power to get up the hill.
It's so all right.
Do a lap.
Alpine will hit the little treasure box. They'll turn into a giant bullet and they'll just fly through. It's all good.
That's got to be fair.
So Saudi Arabia has unveiled its plans for a new F1 racing circuit in, and I apologise for offending anyone by saying this, Qiddiya, which features a 20-story high opening corner. Qiddiya is live the play and live it, the first play design city. So is it fake? It might be fake, but I don't know. But it literally looks like Rainbow Road. They've got lights on the side of the track, and there's actually people and buildings underneath the track. Like, it looks straight out of Mario Kart. That's all I'm saying.
I'll have a look in a minute in the break.
It's coming, guys.
Oh,
it's coming.
It's definitely coming. I mean, we'll touch on it when we talk about the race in the second half, obviously, but do you think they're going to last?
Oh.
I mean, just the way that Yuki acted at the, you know, in the one lap and...
Well, they've patched it up today, apparently.
I think it will.
I didn't actually see it happen after the race.
Was you asleep?
No, I wasn't asleep. I didn't see him slam on. I heard the Yuki radio calls. He touched on it a little bit, and I've finished Drive to Survive now. They love a Yuki Tsunoda radio call because he is very aggressive and shouty and a baby. And Yuki even said today, they love listening to my radio calls. But to slam on in front of your teammate, to me, is you don't do it. It's a no.
Yeah.
It's not it wasn't Daniel's fault. The team told him to move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, they was right as well, because he was so much... I mean, at first, it was that kind of... What was the right making the decision? I mean, they should have probably made the decision sooner, but at the end of the day, it did actually eventually... Sure to be, yeah, it probably was the right call. How he acted in the warm down, not really necessary. I agree with what, you know, the kind of thing that Ricardo said, and then the whole kind of, you know, I'm not going to, he's a fucking helmet. And then even afterwards when he was being interviewed and he went, look, I'm being sensible now, you know, maybe just a little bit of immaturity.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I like to think got it sorted out.
Mm.
But you'd think, being an F1 driver, how can you be immature? Being an F1 driver, you're the pinnacle of motorsport, and you're being immature. Like something you do down Preston Road when someone's fucking up your ass. Like,
he'll never
did that time.
He'll never get a top seat. He'll never get a top seat. He's not
behaving like that.
No.
Well, he hasn't changed, has he? Because he was doing all this fucking last season and the season before that.
When you're the size of a baby, then you act like that, don't you?
That's it.
Wow. Fucking hell, Mark.
I'm going to get us cancelled this week.
You're joking, aren't you? Did you hear my little Greta Thunberg comment at the beginning of this?
No, I didn't.
I can guarantee what this is. I won't be on any of this point. After about the first 3 minutes, all of a sudden, James will just vanish. And it's just you two responding to silence.
Can you repeat the Greta Thunberg, or is it something I'll have to listen to?
Should.
I'll listen to it when I send it to Andy.
What would be a great marketing ploy would be get him a bottle, you know, the sports bottle drink, but make it look like a baby ball and put all the logos on. That'd be class. Like it's just white, like a milk bottle, and then the top is like just orange. You know, like
for me or for you, I'm confused.
For Yuki. In the post race interviews and stuff. That would sell.
Anyone else like Red Bull bottle with the really long straw and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that would sell like.
Okay, what have you got to do?
Exact, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, like the Duracell thing on the Williams.
There to normally hear what he says in the interview, like turns around and then rubs his back to burp him. Oh, that's a big boy.
Here comes a big aeroplane, Yuki. Oh dear.
Here's the F1 car. Yeah, you can tell the father isn't.
I like his passion, but and I can understand in the race why he was pissed, but you sign up for that, don't you? I don't know. We've seen enough F1 now to understand that when the team talks. Unless you are somebody of a caliber, of a certain caliber, you can ignore them, but you will understand the risk. You will understand the risks. You're not there yet. Nobody disagrees with that. So you listen to the team. Just move.
Yeah.
Why kick off?
Do as you're told, bitch. Yeah. Sorry. Have you got 3, 4, or even 7 world champions? No. Well, shut the hell up. Sit down and drive the car.
Thank you. Amen.
Exactly.
This is why I can't be in an F1 pit crew, and this is all why HR normally hate me.
I can see why.
I ain't got any more news, boys, so what do you reckon? Quick break there, grab a drink, come back, and we can discuss the race probably quicker than the amount of time it took Perez to actually catch up with Verstappen at the end.
100%. Yep.
Hopefully shorter than Bottas' pit stop as well.
Nice. All right, boys. See you shortly.
Hey, you. Yeah, you that's listening right now. Thanks very much for tuning into this episode of Straight to the Apex, the Formula One podcast from CookieCast. If you're enjoying this episode, why not like, share and subscribe? Whilst you're there, feel free to check out some of the other podcasts that CookieCast has to offer. If you like football, we got a football podcast. NFL more your thing? Then the List Is Out podcast is for you. maybe even a little bit of the wrestling. Just look for the Getting Over podcast on CookieCast. Maybe you want to listen to Andy's Darkest Timeline. It's there too. So, the F1 boys have probably got themselves a drink. It's time to get back to the action.
And we're back, part two. So, before we press record, Mark just went, this ain't going to take too long. And it's not, because we're going to do the entire race coverage in 22.5 seconds, which is the gap that was, funnily enough, between Max Verstappen and Sergio Perez at the end of the race.
Well tied in that. Nice.
And I do have a little bit of filler.
Oh.
So, I always have a little bit of a scan on TikTok. I became a TikTok victim in lockdown, and 4 years later, I'm still stuck in TikTok. Anyway, I went on there, and this thing popped up, and it's only been a recent thing. Did you know that the investigation is about to start again on Horner?
No.
Yeah.
There's going to be another investigation on the back of it.
What? Apparently, the same thing.
Yeah, because apparently the person who had the messages sent to them, they're going to get revealed in the next few days. And apparently Jerry has actually said to Horner, you need to sever all ties with her right now. But because of what her position is, I don't know what her position is or anything else like that, but because of what her position is, it's not something they can really do. So this could get pretty big, because they're now like, For Horner to save his marriage, if he can't cut ties with her, as in get rid of her, then does he have to step away from his job?
He's never going to step away.
Never. Never.
I mean, is TikTok a reliable source?
Well, no. It's one of the verified sports channels. I can't remember which one it was. I think it was Media Sport or something like that. So it's from a legit channel.
Yeah.
But
I don't think we've heard the end of it.
Oh, God, no.
I don't think Netflix will put it on Drive to Survive next season.
No, you know what?
No, I don't think they'll be allowed to. I see Christian Horner as like the Chancellor in Star Wars of the Senate. Like, it's like step down, and it's like, I am the Senate.
I was about to say, what? So at some point, like, the Jackson guy is going to come in.
Yeah. Like, basically,
say that to the FIA, and then he just turns on.
I am the FIA. And then
it's treason.
Oh, God. He's going to turn up in robes in the next week.
Something dark side.
I was thinking more like leave your position in Red Bull, and he goes, I am Red Bull, and then goes so fucking crazy, starts flying through the fucking sky and stuff.
He's like a big fan of Star Wars, or even Family Guy, to get both references that have just been made there.
What's Red Bull's motto? What's it called? Damn it. No. What's Red Bull's motto?
Gives you wings.
That's it. Yeah. And then it'll just grow wings and start flying through the sky.
Wow.
I am the FIA.
I am Red Bull. It gives me wings. And horns.
I can always see Andy at work tomorrow listening to this and just chuckling to himself and going, oh, shit.
We've had nearly 50 minutes and not one of them mentioned qualifying or the race.
You wanted filler.
Or anything. But it goes to our point that we made at the start of this. There's more soap going on than there is sport.
Yeah, there is. Yep. 100%.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's get to it. So, practice. So that was shit. Didn't watch it. Did you?
No, absolutely not.
Holy shit, you didn't watch it.
Well, we've already had 3 days last week of
practice.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
I mean, to be honest, I don't even think Mercedes really listened in practice because they got the cooling wrong for every Merck powered engine all weekend. So clearly they didn't do much practice.
There's issues there again.
Yeah. Yeah. So, sorry.
I watched the highlights of qualifying and the race tonight before we came on this. And you know what? It was almost as boring as the actual things watching them as well.
Just how long was the program? Was it like 20 minutes?
Well, mate, I'm not going to lie. And I said this in one episode last year as well, but I'm not joking. You go on the F1 app and go for video highlights of qualifying. I'm telling you right now, for the highlights of Q1, it just goes straight to the last 10 seconds. Same with highlights of Q2, the last 15 seconds, it's like, oh, and Hamilton and Russell are struggling. Oh, and they've just made it through, but these guys are out.
I thought I'd look at the race on YouTube, and I was scrolling, it said extended highlights, and I was like, nope.
Not watching that again.
No, thank you.
I will give you the full summary of the race right now.
Go on.
Watch. You listening?
Yep.
And it's lights out at Bahrain, and away we go. And Max Verstappen has won his fourth world championship of the season. See you next year, guys.
There we go.
Well done.
Well done. Thank you.
Done yeah, it wasn't great. I mean, quali wasn't great. Nothing really happened. Like you say...
All I've got for Q1 was Hamilton was struggling, but he managed to get into 10th. Both Alpine are out, both Sauber out. Sainz was the fastest.
Mm.
Q2, but both the RBs went. That's it.
I mean, I was wrong with Haas. I mean, Hulkenberg got in the top 10 in qualifying. Well done. Lewis set his car up for the race. Good job. I mean, he clearly did really well in the race because he went from 9th to 7th. Well done, Lewis. You went up 2 positions. I have literally, the only note I have written for qualifying is Alpines were poor. That's all I've got. And we've talked about that.
I think the technical term is piss poor. But...
Piss poor. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, just yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I write notes sometimes, I do, sometimes I don't. I mean, I definitely didn't for this race. I'm being honest. I mean, there's not many notes to write for this, anyway.
No.
If I would have had that during that qualifying, like I normally do, I wouldn't have even enjoyed the nap.
No. And in the race, I actually couldn't nap because it was so boring. It was angering me. So you can't nap when you're angry. So
the most exciting thing was Bottas's pit stop. That was the most exciting thing during the whole thing.
Right 50, front, wasn't it? 54 second pit stop.
Mm. Because they couldn't get the wheel nut off. So they had to go to the back, bash it off the wheel nut, off the wheel, and put a new one on.
Yeah.
That was the most exciting thing that happened. Oh, Leclerc's car was a bit dodgy, but that one exciting.
You
know what? If he hadn't mentioned it that 7 or 8 times, I wouldn't have known.
I know.
He did keep going wide, didn't he, for no reason. It was like...
He was going wide, he was locking up. But end of quality, so The grid order was Max on pole, Leclerc second, Russell third, Sainz fourth, Perez fifth, Alonso sixth, Norris seventh, Piastri eighth, Hamilton ninth, Hulkenberg 10th, and then 10 other drivers up. Let's face it, nobody really gives a shit about.
Yes.
And that was Holly.
Yeah, I mean, done. I think we've talked about it too much. I think we've talked about it a lot more than actually happened. We've given it a lot of airtime when really we could have gone quali. Next. Yeah. It was terrible.
We spent more time on that than I did summarising the race, in fairness.
Yeah, to be fair. Yeah. Yeah. I mean...
Where we go and see you next year. Yeah. What do you think Max Verstappen does when he's driving?
I don't know. I do wonder that.
I mean, he's that far ahead now. The camera, I don't think he showed up on the camera. I think the only time we saw him during the race was at the beginning, at lights out and away we go, and then when he crossed at the checkered flag.
Have you seen...
He might be on his phone. He might be screaming, like...
Well, see, he's doing his online shopping.
He's maybe practicing his awful British accent when he goes, simply lovely.
Honestly, I reckon driving along, trying to figure out what he needs to order from Morrison's.
100%. Right. He's got Netflix on his driving, his steering wheel.
Yeah. Oh, have I got chickpeas in? I think I've got the chickpeas. You know what? I'll get another tin of chickpeas just in case. They're only 50-odd pence.
He even admitted he wasn't really pushing.
Wasn't really pushing, and yet he had a 22.5 second lead on his teammate, who is driving the same car.
Have you seen the footage of someone in the grandstand at the race when he videos Max coming by and then just points his screen at the corner and it feels like 5 minutes before then Perez comes by? And he was like, yeah, this is it. And then someone else has done a meme where they've stuck on the screen a bit of paper and it reorders the number and then Max's name is crossed off because they said this would make F1 more interesting.
I saw that one where they just put it over Max's name. It was like, you know what? Yeah.
Unfortunately, we are going to have this all season. Like, there was a couple of comments made. I can't remember who it was. I think it was Norris. Norris and Piastri, I think, on Sky Sports after the race said, we feel like the field has closed up. Yeah, to each other, not to Red Bull.
Yeah. I agree.
They said, oh, well, obviously Mercedes had issues with power. Leclerc had a problem with his car. And they said, like, bring them factors in. Yes, but you was 22 seconds behind. You'd have probably been 18 behind.
Miles ahead.
I did a little bit of poking around. I was looking up, you know, predictions and stuff like that for this year, this week. And yes, the grid is closing up. I'm not gonna take it away from Max. You can pretty much guarantee he's gonna win every race. I think it's gonna be tighter for him though. Bearing in mind, both Ferraris was faster than him through most of qualifying. They just had some really shit luck on race day. But at the same time, last year, at the very same race, when Max finished, he had a 38-second lead.
Mm.
This year, 22.
I disagree.
25. I disagree. 13 seconds has been shaved somewhere.
I disagree. He's gonna, whatever race he's in, is gonna be, if nothing happens, is gonna be top three easy. And when the race starts, he will just slowly pull through and eat them up because the car's just faster.
Oh yeah, like I've said, I'm not disputing that. There is,
I don't think anybody else stands a chance. One lap.
Beat him.
Anyone can do. If you can, the machine is so complex that you can set up a car to do one lap very quickly. But can you make a car go do that again and again and again for 50 laps? They can. The others can.
His lap times in practice, and apparently where they were doing the long race runs, was so consistent. Like,
he could drill them out, literally.
He could pick a lap time and do it every single lap on the same set of tyres. Like, they have got so much time in the bag.
Yep.
Max Verstappen picking about. He's doing what Vettel used to do. He's getting ahead and then he's just turning everything down and going,
right. Thinking about the next race, five races ahead. Because remember, they've got.
He's putting on his Spotify and he's listening to his next episode of Straight to the Apex. Because you know what, Max? You've got taste.
Yeah. Well, I like that. That's what he's doing.
It's boring, but you've got to enjoy these times. You've got to enjoy these times because I remember when there was a Lewis Hamilton winning everything and everything. And that got boring. And you look back Lewis, and then it's
winning everything. It was still a tight thing, and he's never had it easy.
I don't know. I remember a season where him and Rosberg were literally 10 seconds ahead of everyone else, and it was a race between them two. Granted, Max has got it easier because Perez is nowhere near.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Yes, the Silver Arrows, when they was at the pinnacle, there we. Oh, there's a new word that begins with P for us. You know, let's fuck off with prestigious. Let's go with pinnacle.
Pinnacle.
Where the season.
Yeah, and they had it. And yeah, they'd have 10 seconds leads, but between them, there was nothing there.
No.
And that's the difference, really, because the Red Bull, they're at their pinnacle now. They're smashing it out. But at the same time, there's 22 seconds between the two of them. Mm. And it's like, what the fuck?
But we had this with Vettel. Vettel's teammate, very rarely, it was Webber. He very rarely kept up with Vettel because Vettel used to just bang the laps in, then cruise.
Yeah.
I mean, like I say, I'm not taking anything away from Max. He is by far the best driver on the grid currently, talent-wise.
Will he sign for Mercedes?
Nah.
Nah. Not anytime soon.
No.
What else can I remember from the race? The first corner. Stroll.
Yeah, Stroll, Hülkenberg and Bottas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was quite uneventful.
I'm just going through.
I can't really think of anything else.
Well, the only other thing I've really got, obviously, was Bottas's pit stop. I made a note of Max. When he was lap 46, he was only 16 seconds ahead of Perez. 11 laps later, he's 22 seconds ahead.
There's a graphic on Instagram from a certain page where it's got all the cars in a line and the laps go across the screen. And Max Verstappen just slowly just gets further and further and further in front of everyone. And Perez just rises like cream to second, and then does exactly the same thing. And this is the first race. I think they'll do better than they did last season.
Perez got lucky. It's not like he made some fantastic overtakes, got a fantastic start. Yes, he jumped someone at the start. He got lucky in the fact that Ferrari's fought themselves, Leclerc had a problem, George Russell and Mercedes didn't have the pace. So he kind of looked into second. So I don't believe this whole hype of, oh, Perez, what a guy to get 1-2. I don't believe that because he looked into that. But Max being the gap he had, like I say, that is absolutely, the season's done. Unless there's a major, major issue. Because no one in a budget cap era, no one is catching up that amount of performance. Because you can't change the engine for it. That's what Mercedes used to do. They used to just get more power from their engine and then blast everyone out, but can't do that anymore.
Well, let's
just see what else goes on with these allegations. Because obviously, you know, you've got Yoss now going, you know what, if he doesn't go, I'm not coming to the race. And he's not going to this week's race.
Oh, isn't he?
Yep.
No. He's telling me, I said, he's thrown his toys out of the pram. He's gone, I'm not playing.
I think that's got a player
to the team.
Many more chapters and corners.
100%.
and I don't know how it's going to end. I cannot tell you.
Tears.
I think, I don't know. I can't tell you. I think Horner will, I don't know. Will he get forced out?
I mean, look, again, you know, we'll talk about it again, but it's still a big topic. And yes, there's still allegations. We won't know that, you know, I always say there's three versions to every story. His, hers, and the truth.
Yep.
But
I mean,
the one person that I really feel sorry for, and I'm not saying this because she's a MILF and stuff like that, but is Jerry.
Yeah, I feel sorry for her.
Yeah.
I mean, she must be devastated in her mansion in the middle of fucking nowhere with her kids and fucking Santa knocking on the door every fucking 10 seconds.
I never have to work again.
No. He's been sending dick pics.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
He hasn't. I don't think he has.
Nah.
He hasn't. Adrian Newey. The only good thing, and what I hope happens, is Adrian Newey to Ferrari, 2025, 2026. Let's go. Create the dream team that we all want.
The other thing I liked, Jeremy Clarkson drunk with the checkered flag.
I didn't see this. Why is he there? What the fuck? Why is he doing the flag?
He has always been an F1 fan, to be fair. When he was on Top Gear, he's an F1 fan. He's a car fan. I found that quite funny.
Schumacher is a big fan of
warm sandwiches. What was that? He's a very big fan of warm sandwiches.
He is. People say scraps for warm sandwiches.
Yeah, if it's not warm enough, he will strike.
Not allegedly either. He did.
That was quality TV. You don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
What was your Top Gear highlight? If I say Top Gear now, what thing do you think of? What's your fondest? What's the thing that you think of straight? Mine's the Schumacher Stig. I, honest to God, thought that the Stig was Michael Schumacher. And I remember sending to my dad going, fucking hell, Michael Schumacher's been on fucking Top Gear every week.
The first thing I went to was Argentina.
Oh, that, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that one, they broke, yeah, they went too far then, to be honest. Although they do swear that that was not planned.
It was.
But they say, even James May's gone on record in an interview saying they got the reg from somewhere else, like, and the car, like, that was not planned, but Come on.
I think my favourite Top Gear is where they made the amphibious cars and they made the Toyota with a Highland pickup.
Was that the white pickup?
No, that was where they crossed the English Channel in the white pickup. It was Richard had a camper van that he turned into a damper van and it sunk at the end in the canal and he grabs the wheel. And they're like laughing at him because they're like, oh, he's like a little hamster on the wheel. But yeah.
God, I missed it. I watched the first episode with Chris Evans and that.
Ugh.
And the only way I could describe it was, it's like after your parents have divorced and you're watching your mum trying to show that she's the cool parent now. And I'm speaking from experience, you know, divorced parents and all of a sudden, you know, there's like, oh yeah, we're going to keep the fastest lap thing, but we're going to put in these two new corners. It's like, why?
I know. It was off-roading. I don't like Chris Evans anyway, so.
Mate, you know what? You was good on The Big Breakfast and that was it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. The only reason I watched Big Breakfast was because of Kelly Brook.
there's a theme going on here.
There's a theme going on.
Yeah.
Not being funny. 13 years old. I only started watching The Weather on The Big Breakfast with Kelly Brook because why? The weather was done outside and it was always cold.
Move on to predictions, please, otherwise we'll have a lawsuit.
You know for a fact, Andy is now listening to that part tomorrow at work and going, you know what, James? I agree.
Was that when they were on the lake outside? And there was like a UK island in the lake?
No, that's a totally different person.
That was this morning, and that was before, you know, Philip Schofield started groping people and got a job.
No,
let's move on from that subject. Yeah, exactly.
I'm so sorry. Sorry, I brought that up. I'm so sorry.
It's like, oh shit, we found the string on the back of James, and we've just pulled it again. He's off. Get the gag.
This is like Austria all over again.
Andy, edit the last 10 minutes out. We're going to get to predictions now. And then if you want to sit us down next week before we record, not a problem.
Mate, the way I'm going at the moment, all of this episode's podcast is going to be the introduction from Andy and then the outro at the end. And he's just like, and that was the shortest episode of Straight to the Apex.
Wow.
How did it go? Jim said hi.
Hi and bye. That's all he said.
So, in that shit show of a race, the standings are Verstappen with 26 points, Perez 18, Sainz 15, Leclerc 12, Russell 10, Norris 8, Hamilton 6, Oscar Piastri 4, Alonso 2, Stroll 1, and then the other 10 drivers that we don't still give a shit about. You know, the backmarkers that are just there. No point really talking about the constructors, really, because it's Red Bull.
They've won it.
I don't think there's going to be much change in results or current standings or anything.
No.
Honestly. I don't even think my predictions will really change much. And it's scary that I'm saying that after one race.
I know.
That I'm pretty confident that I will pretty much probably be saying the exact same three every week. But we'll see. There's still time. There's still time. And Hitmen. So, predictions. So. Mark. You went Max, Sainz and Leclerc.
Mm.
The actual result was Max, Perez and Sainz, so you ended up with 3 points. Or if I say it without my speech impediment, 3 points. Tony, you went Max, Leclerc, Sainz. You got 4 points. Annoyingly, I had the right teams. I just went with the wrong driver for the last one. I went Max, Perez, Leclerc, giving me 5 points. So, narrow lead, but a lead as it is. Speaking of leads and competition, we still haven't sorted out our joint forfeit for last year.
No.
Yeah.
We need to get
that sorted.
We'll get on it.
Whether it's the North Sea or just in an ice bath, we'll sort it. Don't worry, because we don't want any penalties from the FIA. Hi, Beth.
We don't want any penalties.
We're getting
no penalties.
I'm probably getting a shit ton of penalties just from this episode alone.
No penalty. We need Ben Solomon in this pitch. Get him in.
No, we don't.
Allegedly. Maybe not. Allegedly.
Moving on to the ladies. Charlie has gone Sainz, Hamilton, Alonso. She gets nil point. Beth went Max, Leclerc, Hamilton. Beth gets 3 points.
Damn.
So.
Damn.
Tony, don't worry about it, mate. You're leading Beth.
There's so many races this year. So many races.
So many races.
So, how to go on to this week's predictions. I've written mine down already. I've already got Charlie's as well. We had a little conversation and it started with Charlie going, should I be sensible, James? And
my answer is, please, Charlie. Good. Please, Charlie.
Because Beth is 3 points ahead of you just because she said Max.
Yep.
And Charlie was like, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. So I'm going to go Norris, Perez, and Sainz.
Wow.
This is the guru.
Allegedly. Yeah.
That's our word for this season, really.
I heard a comment in the background then, but I don't know what she said.
I don't know what she said either. Let's just say my predictions are Max for the win, because you know what? I am sensible. Because I married a stunning, highly intelligent, and wonderfully funny woman.
Is she in the room? Blink twice.
She's got a shotgun behind that door.
Yeah. So you've got Max. You've got Max.
Yeah, Max for the win. Perez second. Sainz third.
Yeah.
Okay.
T-Dog? Okay.
I'm going to go Max, Leclerc, Perez.
That's a good shout. I think Ferrari will put on a bit more of a fight this week. Marky Pierce?
I don't know.
I've got Max.
All right.
All right.
I've got Carlos Sainz.
Oh, God, here we go.
And I've gone Lando Norris.
No, no. Why, Mark? Why? You.
McLaren didn't look bad.
On a street circuit that's fast, Perez will crash. He doesn't like street circuits.
I thought he was the street circuit king.
I see. He's done away at the last couple of street circuits.
Well, no.
And it's at that point Mark realised he fucked up.
Maybe. Beth's. What's Beth's?
Beth's is Hamilton.
Wow.
Sainz, Perez.
Is Beth doing like a Max Verstappen kind of thing? I was just going, you know what, I'm going to wheeze off a little bit just for a giggle.
I don't know.
If Charlie actually decided to change Norris for Max, she could be level on points with Beth this week.
If Beth decided to change Hamilton to Max, again, that would be a very, very good guess. But I don't pass comment on my wife, so I'm just going to let her do what she wants.
I mean, Charlie is the guru, allegedly.
But I think we need to take that title away because she's not really proving it right now, is she?
100%. Yeah. I agree. I'll second that.
Yeah, what does she know? Says she's an F1 fan. Oh, she's coming downstairs. Careful now, guys.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. Please give us a serious guess one day.
Hang on. I just got a message saying FIA warning.
No.
Oh, defamation of fellow FIA member.
Ben Sullivan. Where are you, Ben Sullivan? Help us now. Ben Sullivan. Andy. Knock this on the head, Andy. Intervene, Andy.
I was nice, though. Come on, Beth.
Is it a warning?
Oh, final warning.
No comment.
There's no more typing. So there's typing now. Andy's now at work giggling about this bit and getting really excited about what is the FIA about to do in the last 4 minutes and 45 seconds of said episode.
I think we're going to run out of time. I think, you know, fuck the FIA. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's a straight, oh, straight.
Next time,
if straight 5 seconds there.
So, yeah. Final warning, points next time if continues. And as soon as that came through, Mark makes his brave comment of fuck the FIA.
You'll have to tune in next time to find out.
Interesting.
Hopefully oil money will come into play.
I really like that. But that was a little bit scary at the same. That was squeaky bum time for me a little bit there. It's like, oh shit, it's happening.
It's fine.
Wow.
Don't do it, Mark. Don't do it. Don't mess with the FIA. Don't, Mark.
Let's make one more Star Wars reference and go back to the Emperor again. Oh, sorry, Christian Horner, and he's sat in his little chair. Do it.
Not doing it.
Do it. Feel your emotions. Unleash your hate. Strike me down.
That's the Joss Verstappen. That's what he
says. Strike me down. Take your truth.
You are the chosen one.
Andy, can you tell that we had not a lot to talk about this week?
That's right. And if Max gets another 22-second lead, there's probably going to be more Star Wars references, and you will be getting sued by George Lucas. And on that bombshell, as always, guys, share the love, share the wealth, get everyone else listening, get them on the podcast, get them on Spotify, YouTube, all of that kind of stuff. Big shout to Andy and the rest of the crew at CookieCast for again putting up with us. But let's face it, we put up with Tony, so it's all fine. And lastly, as always, thanks to the boys for, well, yeah, keeping this going.
Absolutely. No problemo.
Till next time.
See you later.
Bye.
So there we go. What do you think to that? It's always great to have the boys back. It's great to be getting the Formula One in your ears and eyes. That's how we say that, isn't it? Yeah. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Before you go, please do consider like, share, subscribe, and comment. Best way to get updated with all the Formula One podcasts that are coming your way is to like, share and subscribe. Check out the website, thecookiecast.com. There we've got social media links and an email button, and that way you can get in touch with us, get in touch with these guys. Just get in touch. Right, that's it. Come back next time for more Formula One goodness. But until then, I'm going to say bye and I'll see you then.
Thank you for listening, thank you for listening to this awesome CookieCast.